Hey, what's going on? This is the Leafs Convo for Oak Ridge Ford in London, Ontario, oakridgeford.com, NJ and LDN, my man, MIB in B-Lo. Happy belated Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Season's greetings to all. We are back in business. Apologies for the, the preemptive notification on a show that we're supposed to do a couple of days ago, but, you know, life gets in the way. So Mike and I thought we would get together 24 hours after Christmas to, you know, reconvene, look back on the week that was for the Maple Leafs and look ahead as we get ready to embark on 2024. Mr. Augello, how are you, sir?
I'm well. Anxious to talk about this team and where some people see a glass half full. Of course, I see a glass half empty, and I don't know if you're going to talk about eggnog or whatever, but it's just, I mean, as well as this team is doing and as fortunate as they are in the position that they are right now, I see warning signs that are impending of doom, but maybe people don't want to hear that in this holiday season, but I'm here to provide that negativity.
OG's Converts, what say you? Oak Ridge Ford is the place you're going to buy your next vehicle leading up to the end of the year. We have all kinds of Boxing Day sales, year-end sales. We have XLT F-150s 4x4 that need to get off the ground to make room for 2024. So reach out to me at Instagram, at Norman Oak Ridge Ford. I'm going to take care of you. Huge discounts, low interest rates, pretty awesome selection. I am your guy, not only for Leafs content, but for your next vehicle. So, Mike, going back to Thursday, December 21st, the Leafs go into Buffalo. You are there. The night prior, you told us to hang on to our hats. It's no surprise the Leafs are going to get the shit kicked out of them. Mm-hmm. And they did. Mm-hmm. 9-3, it was disgusting. In the last 10 minutes of the game, my wife and I are watching, and God bless her, she's smarter than both of us put together, Mike. And I know that's not saying a lot, but she's like, how come no one went to the game? I'm like, they were there. They left. It was a disaster. Yeah. So let's relitigate that game. We'll go on to the win and then what you think is to come.
They were smart in leaving early to get over the Peace Bridge. Then I have this burned into my brain in terms of the record because I looked it up. All time now 34 wins. 68 losses, 6 overtime losses, and 6 ties.
But Michael Matthews says, no Grinch, please, Mike.
No, turn off the show then.
Commander Branford, Mike, negative? Say it ain't so. Guys, what do you expect them to say after that performance? Come on. We knew it was coming, and it happened. That's what makes it more frustrating.
Well, the thing is, after the last show that we did was after the Rangers lost. And I said, well, they played well, but the Rangers were lying in wait for them because the Leafs had beaten them in New York the week before. And you could always say, the Rangers were going to, play their best hockey, and the Leafs played well, but they did not play well enough to win.
Right.
Okay. So in Buffalo, there were a number of culprits, but the thing is, before the game, Sheldon Keefe, Mitch Marner, a number of players who are all interviewed to, we're ready for this team. We know that the Sabres are coming off a 9-4 loss, and, they were chanting fire Granato. And I was talking to a couple members of the media and saying the same thing I said on the Buzzcast. Mm-hmm. And the same thing I said on the Leafs combo. I said, they're going to get destroyed.
And you weren't telling tales out of school, Mike. No. You were not coming up with some crazy concocted theory that they're going to get shit on when there was no basis for that proclamation, Mike. Right.
Yeah, no. I mean, first of all, I say it from experience. I say it from the fact that I have been to almost every Leaf Sabres game as either a fan or a member of the media since 1980. So, I speak from experience. But this team, whatever incarnation, they do not show up in Buffalo. Right. I tell Leaf fans, do not come down the QEW. Do not waste your money. If you're wasting your money to come here and eat wings or shop at the Galleria, God bless. If you're here to watch the Leafs win, I know that you can't get tickets at Scotiabank Arena without taking out a second mortgage, but don't bother coming to Buffalo because you're not going to see them win.
It's now, the Irv Weinstein jinx, Mike.
There you go. Do you know where your children are? So last year was the exception to the rule. Ryan O'Reilly scored a hat trick. They won. And, you know, everything was beautiful. And there were 15, 16,000 Leaf fans in the crowd. And they had it was a celebration. This right. time around, the Sabres were down, lost 9-4 to Columbus. They had the crap kicked out of them. Here comes the salve on the wound with the Toronto Maple Leafs. They always play good against Toronto. Toronto said the right things coming in, but they never, ever matched the effort level of the Buffalo Sabres in Buffalo.
So why did Sheldon Keefe start Ilya Samsonov? Like you're throwing him into the damn hornet's nest. I mean, quietly he had to know that this was going to be a shit show. Was that a message sent? Like, look, was that? That could not have been a supportive move from the head coach.
Well, I mean, his last outing was the game against Columbus. He gave up 5 goals in regulation and the game in overtime, the goal in overtime. I believe Martin Jones played against the Rangers. Right. And he really wasn't at fault for that loss. Yeah, he did. Remember, 3 of those goals were off legs or off skates. It was not a goalie loss. So Sheldon Keefe is trying to get Samsonov going. But the problem here is he gave up one bad goal and everything fell apart. You know, the first goal wasn't good. The second goal was a mad scramble in the defensive zone. The third goal was a Mitch Marner giveaway. The goal that ended up getting him pulled, the fifth goal, I think was Tage Thompson. It should have been stopped. He didn't stop it.
Yeah.
This is the issue right now. Okay, Martin Jones has been their savior over the last couple of weeks. He has won, he's won a number of games. He had a shutout against Pittsburgh. Right. He's a veteran guy. They're playing well in front of him. The problem with Samsonov if he lets one goal in, it undercuts the confidence of the team in front of him, right. And it undercuts his confidence. That is the problem. You're a month away, probably a month away from Joseph Woll getting back into the net. So right now you've got to find any way possible to get Ilya Samsonov to play better. And right now I don't know if that's possible because he's in his own head. And he should be put on IR with a broken psyche. Because that's what he has.
Yeah, that is rough. This is the combo for Oak Ridge Ford in London, Ontario. OakRidgeFord.com. Like the content. Subscribe to the channel. Do not unsub when I semi-announce that we're doing a show, but don't. Like, that's just way too sensitive. And at the end of the day, if you do that, good riddance. Okay? This project is for adults. Okay? Leafs Combo Poll 4 days ago. YouTube.com/LeafsConvo/community. Should Ilya Samsonov play another game for the Leafs? 222 votes. Not too bad. 73%. And this question, semi-ingest, 73%. Mike, guess what the answer was?
I don't know. Tell me.
No. And again, they have no other choice. They have to have him play. But it's rough. Like, it couldn't happen at the worst time for a guy who wants to make a shitload of money in the offseason. It couldn't happen at the worst time for an organization that fancies itself a contender and needs outrageously amazing goaltending to get anywhere, right? So, you know, Peter R. here. I don't recognize the name. Hope you stick with us. You probably bail. Always negative thoughts about Toronto. Bullshit. Like,
no.
But again, considering the context... Considering the reality, what are we supposed to say? Like, how are we supposed to react to this?
I'm not gonna see. This is the thing. I am not gonna blow sunshine up your rear end when it comes to this team. I'm gonna speak the truth. And right now, I look at this team and they're scoring amazingly well. And Austin Matthews is on a heater to end all heaters. He has been unbelievable, consistent, fantastic. William Nylander has been producing points. Mitch Marner, they moved Marner back to the Matthews line. He set him up for goals against Columbus. You know, they're getting good production out of their forwards. Defensively, they have their issues. I mean, not only was Samsonov challenged against the Sabres. Their defense was terrible. And it's not just, it's not the defense meaning right. blue line, it's the team defense. But, okay. you know, Connor Timmins is giving up off, chances going the other way. Right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. And I hate to interrupt, guys, but so Connor Timmins should be allowed to make these mistakes. He's not 10 years into the league. He hasn't been a Norris Trophy finalist. He should be allowed to grow with a group of solid defensemen and become, right? He's like a Padawan. Let him make his mistakes. Let him learn from, but he can't. He's thrown into the fire. Joseph Woll, the savior. Like, what? He well, should be learning from somebody who's been in the league for 10 years and have gone on deep runs. But that's the issue. This team is not, it's not that it's not put together properly. It's just what we're left with right now. Commander Brantford, Swinor, Leafs are 4 points behind the Bruins. That's what you can mention for positivity despite all of the issues. Commander Brantford, God bless you. Thanks for being here. I hope you've subbed and don't unsub. What the hell does that have to do with anything? It's so vain. It's so vain. So even if they were in first place, would that matter? Well, what does that matter for the projected outcome of this team and the reality of how it's structured? That's the thing. Look, their plus minus is what? Plus 14, plus 15. They've made some strides, and we have acknowledged that. The issue is they lost 9-3 in Buffalo against the team they should have trounced. We knew it was coming. They got the shit kicked out of them again. When you can foresee the disaster coming and it still happens, the team does not change its ways. How do you respond to that with, well, you know, they're 4 points behind Boston. They might win the division. They might finish 15 points back. What I'm focused on is the way this team is put together as of right now. And I'm sorry, I can't look at it and be overly positive. We can nitpick things and we can say William Nylander's having a Hart Trophy type of season. And, you know, Joseph Woll was great before he got hurt. And, you know, Morgan Riley's quietly doing his thing. But I'm looking at the mosaic of the group, and it's, you know, if you want to be positive about it, there are things we can be positive about. But, man, they got the shit kicked out of them 9-3 in Buffalo.
Yeah, but, okay, it would be one thing if it's a one-off, but I'm just going right. to go through this quickly.
Yeah.
5 goals against the Canadiens, 4 against Minnesota. Let's see here. 6 against Buffalo in Toronto, 5 against Tampa Bay, 6 against Ottawa, 5 again. Right. You know, so you see what I'm saying? You know, 6 goals, 5 goals, 6. You cannot, and they're getting points out of these games because they're coming back from large deficits and earning a point like they did against Columbus. But when you're talking about where this team needs to have success, right. you right. can't give up 5 goals in a playoff series in a one game. You're right. not coming back from that. So, okay, is this the team that's going to be the team when the playoffs start in the middle of April? Well, I don't know. They don't have a lot of cap room. They're not going to trade certain assets.
It's going to look very similar, Mike.
It's going to look very similar. So the only player right now of significance that is out of the lineup other than Joseph Woll is Mark Giordano. So once Giordano comes right. back, once Woll back comes back, that's your team. Right. Is that team good enough to beat Boston? Or beat Florida or beat the Rangers? I don't think so. And that's the problem. Yeah. They're not playing the type of hockey that they need to play to win when it counts. And they're not getting the goaltending from the goaltender who was supposed to be their number one. And now what are they supposed to do? Rely on Martin Jones to get them to the playoffs?
Right. The loss in Buffalo sticks in my craw because we knew it was coming and they did nothing to change the outcome. And it's not like they weren't trying, but you, Mike, you called it. And it's not, you weren't telling tales out of school. Again, this was not some bold, irreverent proclamation or prognostication.
Yeah.
This is something we all knew was coming. Should we just write off the games in Buffalo, guys? Yeah. And that's the thing. What kind of championship team goes into Buffalo and gets a shit kicked out of it all the time?
I'm not Karnak the man.
Yes, you are Karnak.
But that's
where's your hat.
Okay, I'll get my turban. But that's the thing. It's like, okay, you know, like it didn't take a rocket scientist to think that they were going to lose in Buffalo
right.
because they always do. They don't match right. Buffalo. It's their Stanley Cup playing Toronto. And I have to say this. I said this to a Toronto reporter today at the Marlies game. I hope game ops for the Maple Leafs heeds what happened in Buffalo. Maybe it's meaningless. Fine. Maybe it's meaningless. At the end of the game, as sort of a mocking, the Buffalo game ops played "You Make My Dreams Come True" by Holland. Okay. Apparently Ottawa's done that before too. I want the Sabres, I want the Leafs, if they're ever up 4 or 5 goals like Buffalo was in the last week, I would love to hear them play the Saber Dance or play "Iris" by the Goo Goo Dolls. Something to smack back. You know, just do that, because you know what? That's fun.
Rick James? No Rick James? Come on, he's a Buffalonian. Let's go.
Yeah, he's dead, so there you go.
Oh! Hey,
he is.
So just pulled it up. Very best of Hall & Oates. Number 7 on the list. "You Make My Dreams Come True." Yeah. Number 1, "Sarah's Smile." Come on.
That's a good
Private Eyes is a great song. "Man Eater's" a great song. "Say It Ain't So" is my favorite.
"Some Things Are Better Left Unsaid" is a good one. But anyway.
Those guys are absolutely beautiful. Edward Lee, "Buffalo's size gives the Leafs problems." Thanks for dropping some actual real science on us. And he's got another comment in here. "I'll buy when Matthews bags 15 playoff goals." And that's the elephant in the room. It's the lack of playoff success and the want for the guys like Marner, Matthews, Nylander, Tavares, Riley. Anyone else who wants to be a part of that crew to just kick the shit out of competition in the playoffs, head down, go nuts, make it into the conference finals, all bets are off. That kind of stuff. So where we are right now, living in the moment, there are lots of positives individually, but team-wise, they lost 9-3 in Buffalo. They were depending on got chased again. He needs to go see a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a soothsayer, somebody to help him get on the right track. I don't know how we can be overly exuberant and overly positive about what's going on right now, other than to say, yeah, they beat Columbus, a team they had to get some revenge on 4-1.
But Buffalo is, respond to that, Buffalo is big, but they're not tough. They're long. They've got a bunch of tall guys like Owen Power and Alex Tuch and Tage Thompson and Nalin. They're not a tough team. So if you're getting muscled around by them, that's a commentary on your team. There's nobody really to push back on this team. Right. When Ryan Reeves was healthy, he couldn't catch anybody to be tough against them. So that's the issue. So I'm not saying that there aren't positives here.
Right.
What I'm saying is that I look at what is ailing this team, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing
right.
that ailed them for year after year. And I'll just touch on this because I know it came up because the Pierre LeBrun and Chris Johnston were reporting that the talks with Nylander are ongoing, and Darren Drager on TSN Radio a couple days ago said, "Well, I'm thinking it's probably going to be around $11 million." Honestly, fine. If they want to pay William Nylander that, fine. He's a very good player. The only thing I can say is they're not going to be able to win a Stanley Cup paying 4 players $45+ million. They haven't won it before.
Right.
They're not going to win it with them.
So the focus for a lot of fans, Mike, and I was there at one point, you know, the idea that my beloved Maple Leafs were going to win a Stanley Cup was ridiculous. So I put my focus and emphasis and my hopes and dreams, you know, pin the outcome of my day on how my favorite player produced that night. You got to understand, and I mean, you understand this, and I apologize. I don't mean to be condescending, but William Nylander is like a fucking cult hero for a lot of Leafs fans. Like, he going back to the contract squabbles he had in 2018 and, you know, the holdout and all that shit, like he is everything to a lot of fans, and that's fine. He's after 6 years, he's finally having the season at least to this point where all the fans can say, "See, I told you it was coming, and now it's here," right? So give them $20 million. If there was no salary cap, I couldn't give a shit. The problem is you're devoting so much money to another player up front. Sure, Mitch Marner's overpaid. Sure, Austin Matthews, you could argue whether he's overpaid or just properly paid. John Tavares, he's overpaid. They paid him in 2018, man. You got to let that go. Unfortunately, you can't because there's just so much cash devoted to the guys up front. But I get it. There are so many fans out there who would prefer to see William Nylander get overpaid because he's finally having the season they all knew was coming eventually, and it finally arrived. To see him make this money and get theirs and get his and say, see, I told you so. I fucking told you so. Oh, well, Leafs don't win a cup. You know, it hinders so many other opportunities. It ties their hands in so many ways. Too bad my guy made his. And you know what? That's their right as fans. That really is, Mike. And I've reconciled it. And I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm good with it, but what are you going to do? Right? Sorry about the rant. It's true.
No, and I know we want to keep it short and sweet today, but right. I'll just say this. It's like I you know, right now, goaltending wise, I think their only hope, because I don't see them going out and making a trade. I think they're going to try to tough it through the next month until Wall gets back. But Wall, it's Wall being the goaltender going into the playoffs. I mean, you know, somebody made the joke, and I think it's actually true. I think it was Steve Dangle, was the fact that why did Wall get hurt? Because his defense was so bad, he had to make 3 10 bell saves in that game against Ottawa. And, you know, he had a high ankle sprain because he's stretching around like Gumby. It's like he's not Dominic Hasek. You have to be able to play good defense in front of a good goaltender for you to win playoff series. And right now, you don't know what you have in Wall. He's a young goaltender who's only had a few playoff games of experience. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a defense that can solidify itself in the playoffs. Until they do, how can you be optimistic about this team?
And hey, let's not forget, on the 23rd, they won 4-1 over the Blue Jackets. The Jackets had it coming. Goals and points from, like, Matthews is just on a, 28 goals or something. He's just on a complete tirade, and it's great to see Nylander, another three-point night, and Tavares with a point. Domi nothing. Marner, he's been a little inconsistent, 2 assists. But you know that if Marner's off or Tavares is off, Nylander's been pretty much there every single night. Matthews has been wild. If one of those two dudes just can't score that night because he's being checked too tightly, or it's just not working out because they're not going to score every night, you know Marner's going to pick up. So the front end is great. We have to look at this team, Mike, in bursts of 5 games and then examine things after 10. So looking back on the last 10, that's 5 wins, 2 regulation losses, 3 losses in overtime. The point is a fortunate byproduct of a loss in when you're playing in the extra time. So great, but you know, if they were up 4-0 and gave away the lead, went to overtime and lost, they still got a damn point, but they didn't deserve it. But then they're 5-5 in their past 10, really, in actuality, right? Never mind the kind of the secondary points you get when you lose in the extra time. But that's how we have to look at things, because there's going to be games where they look all world. And that's just because the opposition wasn't up to snuff that night, and the offense that we know can overwhelmed. And then the next night, it's just like it's a Buffalo kind of night, or, you know, go back a few nights prior, you know, against Columbus, or, you know, you pick, right, when they're really shitty. And that's why it's hard to examine this team on a game-by-game basis, even though we're kind of keeping it in the now. And, you know, we'll go, 82 games, 5 games, we'll review it, 10 games, review it, and then finally 82 games, they're going to end up where they get, and then we go into the playoffs. It all comes down to how you are set up to succeed in the playoffs. And as of now, OGs and Converts, can you say if the playoffs started tomorrow, this group is in a better situation to succeed in the postseason than the group that preceded this one? Absolutely not. And you know that. That is why there's an undertone of negativity to the things that Mike and I talk about, because we're kind of dreading what's to come. And we're looking at this group in its foundation and how it should be put together and comprised for when the chips really, you know, when the chips are down and it really counts to win. There's a lot to be desired there. Other than that, You know, if we're negative, you guys bring the positivity. That's why we appreciate the interaction. Mike, last comment to you.
Yeah, right now, if the season ended today, the Leafs would play Florida in the first round. I would like to know, maybe that's the poll.
If this team is better, according to Michael Matthew.
Okay, they're better, but Florida made it to the Stanley Cup final last year. Right now, if it's Toronto versus Florida and Wall is healthy, are you picking the Leafs? Are you picking the Florida Panthers?
Ever heard of the trade deadline, Mike?
Yeah, with what plastic bag, with what cap space, with what assets are they going to trade for players? Other teams are not giving away these people for free and retaining 50% just because it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They have to give up assets to get those players and give up assets to get teams to retain salary. What assets? They don't have a second round pick this year or next year. They don't have a first round pick in 2025. What assets? They don't want to trade Fraser Minton and Easton Cowan. What right. assets?
Right. So Benoit, McCabe, Liljegren, Riley, Brody, and Lagesson are going four rounds. They're going four rounds, playoff beards, blood, sweat, tears, and it'll be a revolving door of three goaltenders that finally ends the drought. Michael Matthew, God bless you. You're the ultimate OG, but I don't. How are you seeing this team as better than last year's?
It's not.
It's wild. Mr. D, I don't care if Nylander and Marner get 120 points each. Keep both. And the only commitment Leafs have is to losing in the playoffs. You know, I'm at that point. Look, I know Mitch, and I've always been a fan of his, and you know he's had a great career. I'm not pitting him versus Nylander. I'm not getting into that. I really don't care who stays out of the two, or if both stay, or how this works. My only hope is that before I kick the bucket, Leafs win a Stanley Cup, and that I can see this. I see a team that I believe has the capability to do so because of the way it's put together and the way that the guys are actually ascending in their abilities throughout the season. And from what I see right now, and yeah, 4 points off of Boston, plus 15 or so, I just don't see it. I absolutely just don't see it, Mike.
Yep, I agree.
So, I hope Christmas is good for you, Mr. A. And then Boxing Day, here today, gone in about, you know, 3 hours and 20 minutes. And then, you know, we move our asses towards the end of the year and then into 2024. So the Leafs are back at it tomorrow night. Who are they playing, sir?
In Ottawa, in Toronto. Okay, so this is, you know, Ottawa and Columbus, at Columbus. This is for, they need to get 4 points.
Right.
These are two teams at the bottom of the Eastern Conference, and they need to get 4 points. Will they get 4 points?
They need a lot. They need a lot of things, right? And if, you know, they get two out of four, but the scoring against was lower than it usually is, and the defense looks good, and, you know, it was a lucky goal against, and you know, Ilya Samsonov is playing, and he looks like he's developing a bit of confidence. I'm all for that. They win two shit shows, Mike. Get their 4 points. What are they getting the points for? And that's the thing, right? I brought up the idea of this team kind of punching above its weight and maybe doing less than expected, but ramping up for a good playoff run just with, you know, a group of guys psychologically who believe, you know, they can kind of take on the world. If you, you know, we go back to, I think, Commander Branford's comment about being 4 points out of the division lead. Who gives a shit? You know, Boston loses 10 in a row and the Leafs, you know, win 7 of 10, but their goal differential is like zero. And then, okay, you've got the division lead. What the hell does that matter? Right? It's how it's getting done, right? Plastic bag, you know, God bless him. I mean, what do you mean no assets? How do you know they won't trade Minton or Cowell? Those guys are just like stalwarts, man. That is like seismic activity with one of those guys getting done.
they don't want to trade them.
They don't
want to trade them. So, I mean, you know, got to remember, this team needs young assets. For the next, and those guys will be on entry level deals for the next 3 years. Right. So they're not trading them.
Ah, it's all good, guys. You know, one of these days, I don't know, maybe someone else will be hosting. Maybe it won't be called the Leafs Combo anymore. The OGs and Converts will be celebrating a championship. Maybe, hopefully, that's the goal. I want to see a team that I can believe is going to do it. And if I'm totally let down at the end, so be it. So be it. Right now, I'm skeptical. But it looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, I wouldn't say all bets are off, but you got a chance until you don't. For Mike, I'm Norm. Merry Christmas belatedly to the OGs and Converts. Happy Boxing Day. And I'm sure we'll reconvene a couple of times before the end of the year. So I will hold my Happy New Year's back until the appropriate time. In the meantime, enjoy your families, enjoy this team. And you know what? Take it all with a grain of salt. We love the Maple Leafs in our own way, and we all hope they'll get there one day. For Mr. A, I'm Norm. Talk to you soon. We're out.